Yeah.
So what I'll do is I'll provide a statement, and then I might let Danny provide a statement on behalf of BAU.
Yeah.
And then we will take questions.
Can you start by saying your name and title?
Yeah,
for the
no trouble
please.
At all. Yeah, no worries. So
it's
my name's...
Right here, mate.
My name's Jordan Emery, E-M-E-R-Y, and I'm the Chief Executive Officer of Ambulance Victoria. We're here at Royal Melbourne Hospital following an extremely distressing incident involving one of our remarkable paramedics this morning in Reservoir in Melbourne. The paramedic was catching up with colleagues when he was approached by an individual, and the paramedic received a stab wound to his face and neck before being treated by his colleagues and urgently transported here to Royal Melbourne Hospital, where he is in a stable condition. I want to thank our colleagues at Victoria Police and indeed his paramedic colleagues who faced the extremely distressing incident of having to care for one of their colleagues. And I want to take this moment to express my absolute disgust at the continued pattern of violence that our paramedics and first responders face every single day in Victoria. It is absolutely disgraceful. It continues across all Australian jurisdictions, and it must stop now. My people behind me have had a gutful of this violence, and it is completely unacceptable that those people who spend their lives caring for others, who give so much to care for their communities, continue to face violence on a daily basis.
Danny Hill, Secretary of Victorian Ambulance Union. So today I got a phone call that I hoped I would never have to receive, that one of our paramedics had actually been stabbed and was being transported to hospital. And of course, in that situation, you fear the worst. Luckily, a paramedic is in good spirits. He's stable. He received excellent care from our members and also from the staff here at Royal Melbourne Hospital. I can tell you this is a vile and chilling attack on one of our members. We don't know what's happened yet, and we do need to wait for police to do their work. But any attack on any of our members is absolutely unacceptable. We should never tolerate it as a society. These people are here to save your life. They're there to deliver expert, world-class care to you in your time of need. And when they're treated like this, when they're abused, when they're threatened, when they're disrespected, when they're spat on, you are actually limiting the care that they can provide to your loved ones and to the community. It has to stop, and our leaders need to take action to ensure that it stops. And until it stops, we're going to keep advocating for improvements to laws, tighter penalties, harsher penalties, so that these events do not occur. Every member, events like this affect every single member. It's chilling, and it really makes every member think, well, this could happen to me at any time. So the whole workforce is right behind our member who's in hospital today. We wish them well. I do want to say that a brave bystander did come to the assistance of our member when this assault occurred and helped to fight him off. On behalf of our members, we extend our sincere gratitude and thanks to that bystander. We hope that we get the opportunity to provide a more fulsome thanks and express our gratitude to that member quite directly. They've really helped us out, helped this member out. But these assaults just have to stop. Our members need to be able to do their work uninterrupted so they can deliver the care that patients need.
So I'm Mark Butland, I'm the Director of the Emergency Department here at the Royal Melbourne Hospital. Look, we're very pleased that we were here to take care of this young man after his injuries. We take care of severely injured people every single day, but there's few things as sickening as getting the news that one of your colleagues is on the way into the hospital, and then to hear that it's an injury that's resulted from a violent attack, and a violent attack in uniform on the job, it's horrifying. Ironically, when I was called, we were in a meeting discussing the enormous exposure of emergency staff and emergency care staff around the state to occupational violence and aggression. There's not a single person who works in emergency departments, and the same would apply to our ambulance colleagues, who has not experienced nasty occupational violence and aggression, whether that's verbal or physical, in the last week. People reported, almost every single person when surveyed in the last week has suffered. It's appalling. It's one of the biggest threats to our workforce. Sustainability is one of the biggest risks we have. We want people turning up every day to provide care. We need to give them a safe environment to work in. So it's very distressing. Good news is we were there to help. His colleagues were there to help, and the young man's going to be all right today.
So to start with, Jordan, in the time that you've been the CEO, have violent acts against paramedics been increasing? And if so, why do you think that is?
Well, what we continue to see year on year is an increase in violence towards paramedics and first responders. And indeed, as our colleagues from Royal Melbourne Hospital and hospitals across Victoria experience, violence experienced by doctors, nurses, allied healthcare staff. And it's a complex issue. But I want to be really clear, this is a problem that we see in the wealthier suburbs of Melbourne. We see it in Mildura to Mallacoota. It happens all across our state. It is not just a problem of drugs and alcohol. It continues to happen, perpetrated by men, women, younger people, older people, and it is simply unacceptable. And we need to spend time in our communities reflecting on how we have come to a place where more than 1,000 paramedics are assaulted every single year in Victoria, and many thousands more are assaulted in ambulance services across Australia and New Zealand.
And we've heard today already how big an impact this has on the entire paramedic workforce when something like this happens. What sort of supports does Ambulance Victoria have in place for the wider force of paramedics when events like this happen?
Look, I'm incredibly grateful for the opportunity to be down here at Royal Melbourne Hospital. I'm incredibly grateful for the support of the Victorian Ambulance Union, who came here to support one of their members and indeed support our paramedics. And we will continue to wrap our arms around our people through our psychology and peer support services. We know that this will have a ripple effect across the entirety of the state. There will be paramedics tonight who will be scared to go to work, and rightly so, because of this appalling violence, and because they know almost certainly it will continue to happen and continues to happen.
What can you tell us about the victim? How long has he been a paramedic for?
The individual involved is a great guy, as I'm advised. He's well liked by his peers. He's one of our MICA or mobile intensive care ambulance paramedics, and he's very much liked by his peers. And I want to acknowledge his colleagues who were meeting up with him to grab a coffee, as paramedics so often do in their busy and demanding roles, and who had to render care to their colleague with such horrific injuries. It's extremely distressing for them, and I, his family, all of his colleagues are indebted for their ability to remain calm under pressure there and provide that life-saving care before bringing him into the expert hands of the team at Royal Melbourne.
Have you spoken to his colleagues yet?
I've met with some of those colleagues this morning and here today. They are shaken, and understandably so. They are shaken by an event they would hope they would never be exposed to. And yet, so many of our people have come to expect it. And I can't labour that point enough. The fear of knowing that this might well happen to you when you come to work every day is a set of circumstances no other profession should or would accept. And my paramedics are no exception. They do not deserve this treatment when they come to work to care for others.
Have you spoken to his family? How are they feeling?
I've spoken to his partner. It's obviously very distressing. They have a young child. His mother has arrived at the hospital, and I intend to speak to her very shortly and convey my sincerest apologies on behalf of Ambulance Victoria that this event has happened. And to reinforce that AV, the VAU, we will all wrap our arms around his family and make sure that they are cared for in the days and weeks that accompany this incident.
How long has he been a paramedic?
I don't have the exact details of his start date, but we can provide that to you.
Just the circumstances of this attack, like broad daylight, 11 o'clock, suburban Melbourne, getting a coffee. Like, how does that make you feel? Like, it's not a dangerous situation, you would think.
Look, the full circumstances of this matter will be the subject of an investigation by Victoria Police. But from what we know now, completely unprovoked, random approach that took place whilst our paramedic was in his uniform disembarking from his ambulance vehicle. So obviously very distressing, and I want to be really clear that these incidents are just as distressing when they occur in patients' homes, at police stations, in schools, wherever this violence happens. It's appalling and unacceptable.
Can you describe the injuries he was sustained? How serious were they?
He sustained serious injuries in the form of a stab wound to his neck and face. He was treated here at Royal Melbourne Hospital, where he was in a serious but stable condition, following treatment provided by his paramedic colleagues on scene.
And have you spoken to him? Do you know how he's doing?
I have spoken to him. He is remarkably in good spirits. Of course, shaken by the circumstances, but remarkably in good spirits and thankful that his injuries have not been more life-threatening.
And how is his recovery looking?
Look, he will take time to recover over the coming days, but I want to stress too that much of the recovery... I want to stress too that much of the recovery will be about his psychological well-being. And that's important to call that out because, as Danny and the VAU have made clear, this affects our people's ability to provide care. Not just today, not next week, not just next month, but in years to come, people will continue to be frightened by this appalling incident and whether they are truly safe coming to work every day for the purposes of providing care to all of you, to you Victorian people.
What was your reaction when you first got the phone call this morning?
When I received the phone call, it was sickening. My gut sunk. I felt sick. I felt sick. And I was terrified, frankly. I was terrified driving into the hospital here today that the outcome might be more sinister. And I know that that's a sentiment, that's a feeling felt by every one of these remarkable paramedics standing behind me. They all feel that terror, that sheer terror of knowing this has happened and hoping that it's a positive outcome.
Has the rise in violence against paramedics had, does it have a tangible effect on your ability to recruit people to fill vacancies?
I think the important thing is we know that the fear that accompanies occupational violence contributes to psychological injuries, increases absenteeism from the workplace, affects our ability to care for Victorians. And one of the really challenging parts about it is that these people behind me are so mission-driven. They care so much about others. They care so much about the role they can play caring for Victorians. And when they are confronted with this violence, it makes them ask a fundamental question. What am I doing this for? Am I safe to keep doing this?
Danny mentioned there was a hero bystander. What's your message to that person who helped out?
I thank him. I thank that person from the bottom of my heart for having the courage to step in and take action and care for our paramedic. And I know from my short discussion with him that he was relieved that that person intervened, and he remarked that he thinks that probably stopped him being more seriously injured, potentially stabbed more times.
So as you understand it, did the bystander intervene and pull him off the paramedic?
Yeah, the specific actions of the bystander are not clear to me at this time, but the bystander approached when our paramedic became distressed, and that caused the individual to flee the scene. And in fleeing the scene, our paramedic was able to initially commence first aid measures on himself, and his colleagues arrived a very short time after.
What sort of, and again, sorry if this is too early to say, but what sort of first aid measures did he perform on himself?
We know from some of his injuries he was bleeding quite heavily, and he applied direct pressure to that wound to try and stop that hemorrhage.
Do we know if the bystander was injured as well? Or?
At this time, we don't believe the bystander was injured. Ambulance Victoria hasn't transported any other persons from the scene of the incident, but that will be the subject of a police investigation. And I'm incredibly grateful for the hard work of Victoria Police in taking carriage of this matter.
Someone has been arrested. I know you may be restricted in what you can say, but there are obviously, you know, severe charges specifically for assaulting emergency workers. How important is it that they are utilised in this case?
Look, I think the specific charges brought by Victoria Police are matters for Victoria Police. And of course, when someone harms one of my people, I want them to face the fullest consequences of the law. But I want to be clear that that accepts the premise that violence will continue to happen towards our people, and I'm not prepared to accept it. It's not about the punishment, because when we're talking about punishment, one of my people has already been seriously harmed, and that's what I've absolutely had enough of, and so has the BAU.
You mentioned that the victim has a young family. Are you sort of glad that he will eventually be able to return home to his young child?
Yes. I'm so thankful that the outcome today is such where our paramedic will be able to go home to his partner and their baby and live a relatively normal life, notwithstanding the psychological impact that these sort of incidents have.
I've got a question for Danny, if that's okay. Before, Danny, you mentioned the union's pushing for legislative changes in harsher penalties. Can you go into a bit more detail about exactly what it is you're seeking from the government there?
Well, not at the moment. I mean, I'm not ready to have a policy discussion today, but clearly there needs to be more done to create a disincentive for this type of behaviour. I mean, we see it too often, and it's not just like this, where someone ends up in hospital. It could be events where paramedics are pushed, where they're shoved, or they're spat on, or they're just verbally abused, and all of those things need to be called out as completely unacceptable. So there does need to be legislative change to improve the laws so that there are harsher penalties when these happen, because we shouldn't have to get to this type of result where someone's in hospital for there to be charges.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, sir. Stay there for a second, please. Just a few more shots. Just walk up to the mic.
Just what?
Walk up to the mic.
Sorry. Thank you for that. Just
yeah.
Really good. Thanks, mate.
Just you're looking at the airport.
To the victim as the victim, no names.
We won't provide names in any way. Obviously, a fair bit of stress for the family.
Of course. Do you know how long you've been in surgery today? For the patient, how long you've been there for?
Not clear at the moment. Yeah, I think we'll know more over the coming hours. Yeah. But he's in a serious but stable condition. We're obviously relieved, but shouldn't be relieved,
of course.
Shouldn't be here.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was his colleague who drove him to RMH?
Correct, yeah. His colleagues in a separate ambulance.
Oh, separate. Yeah. So,
who were meeting up with him to grab
him. Yeah, intensive care group.
I was mine,
Just for your question, he's been in the job about 20 years, been a paramedic for about 20 years.
20 years.
With AV for about 8. He was from the Northern Territory originally, worked in the Northern Territory originally, and he's transferred down to...
Sorry, how long has he been with AV?
About 8 years.
And he moved to Victoria.
Yeah, I work here.
Yep.
Danny and I.
Thank you.
Just wanted to ask back.